And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Have you noticed that Tim Duncan is still playing pro basketball? This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. By all human standards, 6'11" Tim Duncan should no longer be playing in the NBA, especially at the high level that he does for the San Antonio Spurs, favorites to win the world championship over likely the Miami Heat. How does somebody a smidge under 7 feet fly under the radar like Duncan does? Well, playing San Antonio for one, where Spurs coach Greg Popovich has already won 4 NBA titles and nobody out of Texas knows his name. Second, Duncan doesn't cover his body with tattoos like most of the rest of the league, and he pretty much always looks the same. Close-cropped hair, neatly trimmed beard, doesn't say boo when the rest of the NBA is getting technical fouls, fines, and suspensions galore. Even being a perennial all-star and 4-time champ won't do it. Duncan was the same way back at Wake Forest, where former coach Dave Odom lucked into an unknown kid from the Virgin Islands as one of 3 big men he signed in 1993. One of the others was Maktar Jai, who came from Senegal with a bigger rep than Duncan. Of course, Maktar's odyssey began with an NCAA suspension, one transfer to Michigan and another to Carolina, where he finished as a so-so sixth man after Duncan had won back-to-back Player of the Year honors at Wake Forest, plus the John Wooden Award after he stayed in school for his senior year when he was a sure first-round draft pick as a sophomore or junior. I guess it's fitting that Duncan has made his $20 million per year in virtual secrecy for the Spurs, who have a rabid local following but do not seem to get on national TV much during the regular season. You must remember how good they were when the Admiral David Robinson played in the post next to Duncan, don't you? Robinson was in the stands the other night, so I guess he's not playing anymore. Perhaps a 5th NBA ring will spur this Spur into retirement, but maybe not. At 36, Duncan still looks fit and trim and doesn't have to dominate because of his supporting cast of Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, UNC's Danny Green and company. Anyway, pay attention to Duncan while he remains the greatest NBA player for the greatest NBA coach no one has ever heard of. This is Art Chansky. See ya.